Life has a way of throwing unforeseen events and new opportunities our way. At Glover, Orndorff & Flanagan Wealth Management, they are dedicated to putting your interests first with a truly personalized approach. They are there to bring confidence to your investment planning choices. Whether you need income production for retirement, 401k guidance, long-term investments, or other financial planning needs, they'll focus on the establishment of a plan tailored to your life's priorities. For more information, call Bill Orndorff, partner with Glover, Orndorff & Flanagan Wealth Management today at 321-344-1202. 321-344-1202. Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Glover, Orndorff & Flanagan, LLC is a separate entity from Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network.
Sicario's Gun Shop. Buy, sell, or trade firearms. Purchase Class 3 NFA items, custom builds, gunsmithing, and cleaning. Liberty Gun Safes. Sicario's Gun Shop fully supports our military and law enforcement. Visit online at SicariosGunShop.com or in person at 5325 North Wickham Road, Suite 105 in Melbourne, Florida.
Sicario's, where you come first for your second.
Nothing less than overt acts of aggression against the American people and their rights.
Exercise your rights in a safe way.
Stupidity to think that someone hell-bent on violating the law against murder will magically be stopped by a gun control law.
Politicians that infringe on our God-given rights. He calls them out. He's not here to play.
Yes, you heard the man. He said it twice. Let's go, because we are indeed locked and loaded on the Shooting Straight Radio podcast. This is the podcast all about firearms, the Second Amendment, and all things pertaining thereto. And you know me, I'm Royce, your host. And yes, still reeking of gunshot residue, toxic masculinity, and a faint yet wildly tantalizing whiff of the cologne of my people. Hops number 9, you know it. Hey, I get to meet fans of the program often, and it's always an honor to do so. I got to meet some fans that were vacationing down here from Maryland and came into the place where I worked and heard my voice and said, man, I've been listening to you for years. I said, well, that's awesome. And then I got an email through the shootingclasses.com platform from Lenny and Kathy, who were vacationing down here from South Carolina. Lenny has been listening to my program since its inception on WMMB for years now. He was listening on iHeartRadio when I was live on WMMB on Saturdays. And so he's been listening quite a while. He and his wife, Kathy, were here. I got to meet them, got to hang out with them a little bit at the American Police Hall of Fame, and have lunch with them at Shiloh Steakhouse there in Titusville. Had a great time. Great people. Lenny is a professional shooter, or used to be, for Smith & Wesson. I don't know if he still is or not. Lenny, correct me if I'm wrong, but he has some very nice-looking race guns, and he's a wheel gun guy and had a really nice setup with an EOTech on top. And so you got to have some good fellowship with Lenny and Kathy. Lenny and Kathy, thank you so much. I really enjoyed meeting you guys, and I hope you do move down here to Florida. All right, I want to let you know I got some classes coming up. Defensive Pistol Fundamentals class on August 5th and on October 7th. The link to sign up will be on the episode page, whether you're listening on Spotify, iHeart, any of the podcast platforms, it should be on there. If you don't find it there, go to shootingstraightradio.buzzsprout.com. And you can find it there. I better look that up because I think I got that wrong. Yeah, shootingstraightradio.buzzsprout.com. Or you can just shoot me an email, royce@shootingstraightradio.com, and I'll shoot you the link there. Also have an advanced defensive pistol class coming up September 2nd. For any of those classes, if you use the discount code LIBERTY, it's $25 off the class. So check out the sign-up links on the episode page, and I hope to see you there. Any questions, shoot me up, royce@shootingstraightradio.com. Now, I want to remind everybody that the free, responsible exercise of any of our rights is not to be measured by the yardstick of necessity by the government. We, the people, I want to remind you, are the arbiters of what constitutes our need to do so, not the government. Our rights are not privileges that may be only dispensed by the government when and if we prove to them that we are morally qualified to do so. So all of these laws being passed in various states, and maybe there's an onslaught of them in direct defiance of the Bruin decision, not to mention in direct defiance of the Constitution and the Second Amendment in particular. I've told you before that the communists in this country have no problem trying to take this country down one state at a time. And that's why you see a lot of these states passing illegally so-called assault weapons bans. And, of course, they say, well, if you already have them, we're not going to take the ones you already have, but you do have to register them. Registration is the prelude to confiscation. Make no doubt about it. Make no bones about it. You better believe it's true. It has always been a constant because once you register them, it won't be long before they expand that law and come looking for them. Mark my words. Now, this is going to be an interesting episode, and I'm going to make some correlations here that I kind of suspected before, but now they're in print, and I've got the proof that I need. And I think I've mentioned here several times on this program, the federal government, that is the deep staters, the communists, the Marxists, the Bolsheviks, and all them, you know, like Obama and O'Biden and Christopher Wray and John Brennan and Peter Stroke and all those other filth bucket communists up there, they are using the power of the federal purse and federal government agencies in each state. Oh, Royce, come on, man, that's quite a reach. Well, I want to, I'll show you some things here in just a little bit. Now, I've said before recently, and I'll keep saying it, that defiance against all this crap and absolute noncompliance with any and all gun control laws is the only answer. Because all gun control laws are nothing but illegal acts of defiance against the Constitution. And I will tell you right now, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny, any sort of tyranny. Every act of compliance is just another step toward your own grave. Make no mistake about it. I'm happy to see that spirit of noncompliance with illegal laws growing in this country. It has been growing for several years, and I'm happy to see it. It started in Connecticut, whom we'll reference here in just a little bit. A lot of people in Connecticut said, we're not registering crap. They started getting nasty grams from the state police, and then the state police started getting nasty grams right back, saying, we outnumber you horrifically. You don't want to kick this hive, okay? And I'll tell you also right now, I'm proud to fan the flames of noncompliance, especially when the laws that are being proposed, enacted, and enforced are woefully unconstitutional and nothing but basically criminal acts of aggression against the rights of the people. I've often, suspected that the Department of Homeland Security is corrupt. The Department of Justice is corrupt. I know the ATF and the FBI are both woefully corrupt. But all the agencies, especially the ones I just mentioned, are under that satanic umbrella of the Department of Homeland Security. And they are very active. In every state legislature and government, they're assisting them not only in pushing these assault weapons bans and also the registrations, but also they've been introducing new schemes to these states who have been trying to strip these arms from the arms of the people. They fear these weapons because they have bad intentions for the people. If they didn't have bad intentions for the people, they wouldn't fear these weapons, plain and simple. So expect this scheme that I'm about to inform you of to be implemented in every state of the union that has passed an assault weapons ban. Here's an article by Christina De Robertis, and this is from May 25th, and the title of it is Delaware Launches Assault Weapons Certificate Program to Verify Legal Ownership. Excuse me? Let's read on. Gun owners in Delaware can now apply for assault weapon certificates of possession, a new program aimed at proving legal ownership of assault weapons purchased before the June 30th, 2022 date. Okay, let me translate that for you. This is the state saying, basically, all of you are liars until you prove to us otherwise. You know, this is basically accusing the gun-owning populace, which is the most law-abiding demographic in America, of being untrustworthy to freely exercise their rights without the state lording it over them and granting them or dispensing to them their rights. They're basically saying that until you can show us verifiable proof that you bought this weapon before that date, then you have to have one of these certificates of possession. We'll go ahead and grant it to you, but of course you have to show us the gun and the serial number, and you have to register it at the same time. The article continues, the initiative, now listen to these next seven words. The initiative introduced by the Department of Homeland Security looks to improve exemptions listed in the Delaware Lethal Firearms Safety Act of 2022. Really? The Department of Homeland Security got in bed with these people, or actually they got in bed with the Department of Homeland Security, and the DHS introduced this initiative? They're the ones that shared it with Delaware? Wow, are you grasping the implications of this? I told you the federal government is involved in every state trying to implement these things because the federal government that we presently have is woefully corrupt, it is criminal, it is a bunch of filthy Marxist, Bolshevik, communists, and they are doing their best to disarm you and I. Why? Okay, once again, because they have plans to do terrible things to you and I, and they fear us having these weapons and being able to fight back against them. That's the only reason. I absolutely assure you that. You understand that this means that the Department of Homeland Security, a federal agency, is promoting schemes and programs to the states on how to, A, find out who owns what guns, and B, how to register them. Why? Because the criminals in the ATF, the DOJ, and the DHS will then have that corrupt government there, that corrupt state government, this one being Delaware, they'll have those officials in every state that has illegally passed an illegal gun registration criminal scheme to simply hand over their registration list to the federal government, and voila, they've expanded their registry. You understand that they're putting a lot of effort into expanding the registry that they've already illegally created and illegally continued to compile? Mark my words, people, it will happen because it has already been happening. The article continues. The certificates are intended to help gun owners demonstrate their compliance with the law. I want a projection vomit right in the face of every state official in Delaware right now. Everyone that was behind this crap. I don't have to demonstrate any compliance to you with an illegal law. I'll certainly demonstrate my non-compliance to you. You'd better dadgum well believe that. I hope a lot of you in Delaware are absolutely pissed off. I hope a lot of you will send me a request for a resolution of non-compliance that you can send to your state legislators and to the Delaware State Police. This is ungodly. It is insidious. It is criminal what they are doing. This is a criminal act. The certificates are intended to help gun owners. We're from the government. We're here to help you demonstrate your compliance with what we're doing. In other words, we want you to give it sanctity. We want you to give it the sanctity of your compliance so we can feel better about the crimes we're committing against you. Yeah. We'll help you help us violate your rights, and we'll all be friends and buddies. However, the program has faced opposition from some gun rights advocates who argue that it compromises their privacy. No. You mean it? Yes, it does compromise their privacy. It also compromises their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Mitch Denham, who is the president of Delaware Gun Rights, says he questions the logic behind letting the government know about their firearms. And he makes a very good, very pointed statement here. He said it just seems a little counterintuitive to people that are in the Second Amendment crowd that we would let the government know what exactly it is that we have and where to find it. That doesn't sound like a good tactical advantage if we are ever in a situation that the government becomes so tyrannical that we need to save ourselves from it. Well, Mr. Mitch, I agree with you 100%. I got news for you, though, sir. That tyranny is already in motion, brother. And this is one more incremental step there, too. Compliance with this is just another step towards your grave. Be assured of that, Mr. Denham. I tell you what, sir, I'd be glad to send you one of my resolutions of noncompliance. Let me know. It's yours for the asking. Won't cost you a dime. I'd love to have you on the program, too, just to talk about this garbage. So, yeah, no tactical advantage in letting the government know what you have. Yeah, unfortunately, they already know what a lot of people have, unbeknownst to the people that have them, because they have been illegally compiling a registry of firearms, and they don't care. They're not held accountable. None of them are in jail. They can commit mass murder and still be never held accountable. I've already proven that here on this program multiple times. Back to the article. The Department of Homeland Security assures applicants that no records will be maintained regarding who receives a certificate. And yes, you know you can trust the federal government, especially the DHS. Yes, you can trust them, especially when they said, we don't have a gun registry. Yeah, you can trust them, you know, until we found out they actually did have a gun registry, and they've been illegally compiling it for years. Yes, we can really trust the... That is such a laughable farce. You can trust us. I mean, we assure you, no records will be maintained. Yeah. And everyone knows just how trustworthy the federal government is. Yeah, Christopher Wray, Dettelbach, the ATF, DOJ, Garland, every last one of them liars and criminals. I absolutely assure you with every fiber of my being that this scheme has already been proffered to Governor Prickster there in Illinois, Governor Inslee in Washington State, and every other state that has illegally infringed the rights of their citizens with so-called assault weapons bans. Director of Delaware's Coalition Against Gun Violence, Tracy Murphy, emphasized the importance of responsible gun ownership. Lady, the gun owners in your state are already responsibly owning guns. Registering our firearms with the government is not responsible gun ownership, you utterly worthless little Bolshevik. people who already own this style of firearm were grandfathered into the process, but we have to find a way to be sure that there is accountability for that. Yeah, translation. You lowly peons must prove to the almighty state that you are indeed compliant little serfs. And to prove to us that you're not lying, you must comply even further in order to prove yourselves completely trustworthy and honest. You must make this infringement process easy for us so that we can further infringe even more of your rights more easily in the future. She argues the program is necessary to maintain public safety. Prove it, lady. Prove it. Prove it. She said there's a lot of folks who disagree with the process and the way that this is happening, but the bottom line is that gun violence remains the leading cause of death for children in our country, and parents won't stand for it any longer. That's a lie that has been debunked so hard and so many times that I'm still surprised that it's still making the rounds. Feel free to show how disarming lawful, responsible citizens, innocent citizens at that, is going to have any impact at all on the criminals there in Delaware. You filthy communists know good and stinking well that this illegal action by the state has nothing to do with public safety or safe schools. To streamline the application, the infringement process, the state is offering 3 walk-in opportunities for individuals to apply for certificates. Aren't you sweet? The program will be held at the following locations and dates from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 27th at Delaware State Police Troop 2 in New Castle County, Saturday, June 3rd at Delaware State Police Troop 7 in Sussex County, and on Saturday, June 10th at the Delaware State Police State Bureau of Identification in Kent County. All right, now I'm going to say something to the Delaware State Police. I want to remind every one of you. You all swore an oath prior to becoming a state police officer. Apparently, you've forgotten that oath. I'm going to remind you of it right here, right now, because I pulled it down off of Delaware's site. It said, every officer and employee of the state or any political subdivision thereof shall take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state before commencing duties as such officer or employee. Listen to me carefully, Delaware State Police officers. Lending the power that was granted to you by the citizens of Delaware, lending that to the violation of their God-given, constitutionally protected rights is not only a crime, it's a sin before God and a crime of insidious, epic proportions. I don't think it's too strong or hyperbolic to say that such actions are treasonous. You're acting as the enforcers of treason for the state, and you are not required to simply obey all orders issued to you thereby. Any more than the citizens of your state are required by any sense of morality or sensibility to comply with your unlawful enforcement thereof. You had the opportunity to do what was right. You chose instead to subjugate yourselves to criminals in high places. You allowed yourselves to be used against the citizens of Delaware and their rights, and therefore you are culpable. If the peaceful gun owners of Delaware choose to defend themselves and their rights against your unlawful aggressions with deadly force, I want you to know you're not going to have the support of gun owners across America. We're well over 120 million right now and growing. You're not going to have our support. People who usually back the blue are going to not back you. They're going to pull their support, and I'm one of those people. I back police officers as long as they don't cross constitutional boundaries. When they do that, as far as I'm concerned, you're nothing but an enemy of the Constitution. Oh, Royce, come on, man. You're stirring. No. Don't you blame me. This is the sort of reaction you should expect when you violate the Constitution, when you purposely lend your power to the violation of the rights of your fellow citizens, because that's what they are. This is definitely one instance in which I cannot support the police. I stand instead with the aggrieved and the abused citizens of Delaware. We'll be right back after a brief commercial message here on Shooting Straight. Don't go anywhere. Captain Rob, Captain Sinners, Tim up in Indiana. All right, they're on standby with their listener retention squads. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stick around. As many of you know, I, your host, am a firearms instructor, and I run all of my firearms training business through shootingclasses.com because it simply doesn't make sense to try to do it all myself. With automated roster creation when students sign up, payment processing, and automated emailing to your students reminding them of the class date and time, it simply doesn't make sense to try to do all of that by yourself. Get signed up with shootingclasses.com today and take a big load off yourself. Shootingclasses.com.
Counter-Strike Tactical is the best little gun store in Melbourne and proud sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. Visit us at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and see the custom AR builds by Anthony Vallejo, owner and combat veteran, plus go-to weapons brand rifles, AR-15, AK-47s, handguns, ammo, tactical rifle accessories, and more. Anthony also offers laser engraving and Cerakote. So stop in at 1008 Strawbridge Avenue and visit the best little gun store in Melbourne. Or call 321-499-4949 and tell Anthony that Roy sent you.
WJS Guns in North Merritt Island is where you need to go for all of your outdoor needs. Firearms, ammunition, accessories, holsters, body armor, fishing tackle, and much more. WJS Guns also offers blue label pricing for law enforcement officers on multiple firearms brands. And above all, WJS Guns offers friendly, exceptional service to everyone, especially to ladies and first-time gun buyers. For more information, check them out at WJSGuns.com and tell them Royce sent you. Mega thank yous to the sponsors of the Shooting Straight Radio Podcast. You guys rock. In the last segment, before the break, we were talking about the Delaware assault weapons ban. And yeah, I was going pretty hard on Delaware State Police, and yeah, I'll continue to do so. When you guys cross constitutional boundaries, you deserve the ire of the public. By the way, don't be surprised to hear, if you later on you hear that guns are being confiscated by the Delaware State Police on the spot, don't be surprised. Again, I know I have a lot of listeners in Delaware. I can see all the places where people are listening. If you'd like a copy of my resolution of noncompliance to send to your state legislature and the state police, email me at royce@shootingstraightradio.com. Now, I said in the last segment, I reminded you that when they pass these laws, they do so with the intention of expanding them later. And that's exactly what happened now in Connecticut. New gun regulations clear the Connecticut House, and it extends assault weapons ban and restricts open carry. I told you. I freaking told you. And I hate being right. This is an article by Hugh McQuaid from Connecticut News Junkie. The House voted Thursday to advance a sweeping package of gun regulations. No, these are infringements, Mr. McQuaid. Including provisions expanding Connecticut's assault weapons ban, increasing bail requirements for certain repeat gun offenders, and largely prohibiting the open carry of firearms. Why? Well, that was a rhetorical question. I know why. Yeah, it has nothing to do with public safety. Proponents hailed the bill, which will head to the Senate on a 96-51 vote, the most significant update of Connecticut's gun law since a landmark law passed a decade ago in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. I told you before, I'm going to do a little expose on that. There's some statistics that I want you to chew on. when it comes to mass shooters and mass shootings. Because there's been a couple of shootings that were absolute anomalies of these statistics. Gee, you don't think maybe the government might have been behind some of those, huh? Oh, come on, Royce. No. Chew on this. Do a little study on your own, okay? Let me just throw this out here. The shot per hit ratio of Sandy Hook compared to others. I think you'll agree with me that it would have been impossible for an unskilled shooter like the young man that was accused thereof, who was found dead at the school, allegedly by a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yeah, he would not have had the skill to do that. Just chew on that, and we're going to continue now with this article. Representative Steve Stafstrom, a Bridgeport Democrat, communist, who co-chairs the legislature's Judiciary Committee, said that mass shootings have become even more common in the years since. Okay. How many of those were committed by lawful, responsible gun owners? Again, I'm going to tell you. Every day, 120 million Americans in this country prove we're not the problem. Yes, armed Americans, more than 120 million, we prove every day we're not the problem. You get these kids all doped up on psychedelic and psychotropic drugs and things like that and wonder when they start acting out and doing crazy crap like this? Yeah. That and the kids are so confused these days, they don't even know if they're a boy or a girl or what bathroom to use. Stafstrom said, as we see other states around the nation recklessly retreat from sensible gun regulations, there's no such freaking thing, Connecticut will continue to lead. Yes, you're leading in infringements. Connecticut will continue to stand strong and push to make our communities and our streets safer. Impossible by disarming law-abiding citizens. Jackass. Again, look at New York City. Look at Chicago. Look at all the other Democrat-run cities and states. They are absolute cesspools of crime. People crapping on the sidewalks, leaving dirty needles laying around. Yeah, tell me about how wonderful your socialism is. The bill consists of elements of legislation proposed by Governor Ned Lamont, as well as recommendations from a coalition of mayors from Connecticut's largest cities. Oh, that's what gives them credence. Okay. Among its policies is the provision to ban the open carry of guns. Stafstrom said the language was tailored to apply to only overt displays of firearms. A so-called fleeting glance, he said, or just catching a bulge of a firearm, is not enough. Oh, you're so gracious, Mr. Stafstrom. You're a sweet little communist, aren't you? Yeah. The legislation, now here's the gist of it, people. The legislation broadens the assault weapons ban passed after the Newtown shooting to include more weapons with banned features as well as previously exempted weapons, I freaking told you, manufactured before September of 1994. Residents who already own these guns will have until May to register them with the state. And baby, I got news for you. That's when the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, will magically appear. And they're going to head for Connecticut, introduce them to a new program that they recently helped launch in Delaware. The bill restricts the sale of body armor to residents who have been issued a pistol permit. Why? Why are they unworthy of armor? Why? What do you think they're going to do with it? Really, these are lawful citizens who went through your onerous process and leased their right back from the freaking state, and you're saying they're not allowed to own or wear body armor? Well, your police officers do, don't they? Oh, we lowly peon citizens are unworthy of such things. And it requires all guns to be sold with trigger locks. They already are. How many of you have a big box full of trigger locks still in the freaking plastic around somewhere around your gun safe, huh? Yeah, me too. Look, the whole point being, I've told you this before, And I could go through the rest of this article and tear it apart. Suffice it to say, I think the point has been made. Our federal government is getting involved with state governments to create and expand their gun registry. And that's really all this is. We all know it ain't about public safety. Yeah. We all know what the reasoning is behind it. There are some evil, evil people within our government who want to disarm conservatives. Conservatives only. They don't want to disarm Antifa. They don't want to disarm the John Brown Gun Club, which is another communist front group. Matter of fact, even gun control groups, and I don't have time to go into that article, they have been carrying guns at their demonstrations. Did you know that? Oh, but that's okay. It's just not okay for me and you. Us constitutionalists, us Christians, us conservatives, you know, the ones that the FBI calls domestic violent extremists and white nationalists, and white supremacists and everything else. Yeah, I've said it before. I'm going to keep driving it home. They don't want to disarm the entire country. Just us. Just the conservatives, just the Christians, just the constitutionalists. That's it. Because they're going to use the other ones as bullet stoppers and put them out front so we deplete our ammo when they start becoming aggressive towards us. Mark my words on that, too. You people in Delaware and Connecticut, if you want a copy of this resolution of noncompliance, hit me up at Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com. The rest of you, keep your powder dry. Keep in contact with your state reps. You better lower the boom on them and tell them flat out you ain't passing no gun control, or you will answer for it. And if you do, we're not going to comply. You can shove it. So if you need anything like that, you holler. Royce@ShootingStraightRadio.com. Resolution of noncompliance will head your way. I'll email it to you. You can download it, print it out. You can modify it, whatever you want to do. It's a Word document, and you have at it. You let them know that you will not be complying with unconstitutional laws. I'll see you on the next episode. Never forget, incoming rounds always have the right of way. Royce out.
Second Amendment University, class dismissed.